This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me in the studio Joe Turpin, whose exhibition Set in Stone is currently on exhibition at the South African Jewish Museum. Joe, I think we need to start with the title. I have a problem. It's called Set in Stone. I think it should be set in stone with a question mark, because there are many questions that you're going to have to explain to me about. Suppose we'll start at the beginning.
Yes.
Where did it begin, and how did you have to go back in history to re-examine your own history?
Right. Thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners. So this really began 2 years ago. I was studying fine art in New York, and I heard about the discovery of a time capsule when the building of the Rustenburg Hebrew congregation was finally being sold after many years. And this was the synagogue that was founded by my great-grandfather and his brothers, and it's the one that my mother grew up attending as a young child. So I heard about this discovery, and I just thought I have to make work about it. But of course, going into that, you come across all these fascinating historical themes and movements.
What are the themes and movements particularly that invoked your interest?
So I thought about the time. The bottle was dated 1924, it's 100 years ago now. At the time, it was 98 years ago. And I was thinking about what had happened in South Africa and in the world from then until now. And it was colonialism, it was the Holocaust, it was apartheid. It was the end of apartheid as well, and then it was my lifetime. The bottle sat there the whole time.
So you're looking at issues like whiteness, colonialism, anti-Semitism, contemporary African position, and
yes.
In a situation today where these things have become extremely relevant and current. So what would we expect to find?
Well, I thought about my positionality, which is not a dictionary word, but it's a word that's used, where I find myself, and in relation to all of these things and these histories. And so thinking about how I was born and raised in Johannesburg, but Rustenburg is where my family came from, and there's no longer a Jewish community there. They all left, and it's because of things like urban migration and white flight, the change of populations in South Africa, etc., etc. So I had to really think about what it means for my history, for my place in the world in post-colonial South Africa as an artist, as a white person, as a Jewish person.
And how do you use this? Because this is quite a multidisciplinary exhibition. Can you tell some of the elements that make it up and how you position yourself within that framework?
Yes, well, I love painting, and that's my passion. But sometimes I think that the idea really demands the medium. So if something can best be expressed in a sculpture or an installation or with words, I make art that way as well. So in relation to myself, it really depends on what I'm trying to say. And this goes back to what you raised about the title with the question mark at the end. It's actually because nothing is really set in stone. So that title we chose because it came up in a conversation with the curators, kind of blasé about planning things. Oh, nothing's set in stone. And I thought that's the title.
And we're going to see paintings in which you very much position yourself. And then we're going to see some commentary and also some neon signage which goes with it. So it's a very contemporary way of looking at things. And I think you've now added a presentation, as it were, a video aspect to it, because you were there for one day.
Yes.
Tell us just very briefly about that to tempt me even more.
Yeah, so the latest work in the exhibition was actually a performance artwork that I did in the space the day after it opened. And I sat Shiva, which is a Jewish morning ritual, in the museum. Instead of 7 days, which is traditional, I sat for 7 hours, 1 hour for each day. And I did a lot of rituals that are part of it.
That's a wonderful exhibition to visit. We've been speaking to Joe Turpin, who is performance artist, a visual artist, and multidisciplinary artist, and you do need to go along to see Set in Stone at the South African Jewish Museum. And to know the what, the why, and the where of the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Susa Kifete, Make Way So I May Pass, in Sesotho, an invitation to make way for an imagined passerby wrapped in a richly decorated heritage blanket, is the title for the new exhibition presented by the Sanlam Art Gallery. selection of 50 traditional and contemporary design blankets will be on view at the gallery from 20 March to 14 June. Open Monday to Friday. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.